Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news, a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, President Paul Biya is in good health and will soon be back in the country. Government officials say dispelling rumors about his health on the social media. 15 people are reported dead and 10 others injured following a fatal accident that occurred early today in the subdivision of Sangmalima, Jandobo Division of the South Region. In the meantime, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have completed their training at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium ahead of their encounter Friday with the Harambee Stars of Kenya. Those are our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. Rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya, have been dispelled by the government. Editorialist George Kelong now says, at a time when Cameroonians ought to get more involved in meeting the development challenges, it is worthless spreading such baseless rumors or trying to make political capital out of it.
Before a series of refutals were issued, social media platforms and even conversations here and there were dominated by the baseless rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya. On the whole, the agitations could only tell the story of individuals who are misguided, unscrupulous, and depraved. That some members of the political class got so excited by the rumors can only be mind-boggling. Yes, have we descended so low to the extent that individuals, some of whom are politicians, pray for and gloat over any misfortune that befalls anyone, talk less of the person chosen by the people to lead them? As human beings, we need not be told that no one will live forever, given that the Holy Book teaches that there is an appointed time for every person to be born and a time to die. But that time cannot be decided or determined by any human being. Even those who were about to roll out the drums to celebrate certainly do not know what the future holds for them. Thus, rather than take interest in issues that are not of benefit to anyone or to the nation, Cameroonians ought to be more preoccupied with what they can individually or collectively contribute towards meeting the development challenges the country is facing. In this pre-electoral year, politicians will definitely be doing themselves much good by working out strategies that may appeal to the electorate in due course. If they are wasting precious time on futile debates on constitutional provisions, they may be seen to only be waiting for manna from heaven.
George Kelong, editorialist. Some political actors across the board have described rumors about the health condition of the head of state as mere social media agitations meant to derail public opinion and jeopardize social cohesion. Albin Jembonde has been keen to their reactions and he compiled in the following report.
Je voudrais vous rassurer que le président de la République, père de la nation, n'oublie
personne. Two places in 2 days, from Fokwe in the west to Masok in the littoral, in the heat of social media agitations over the health of the President of the Republic, Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji, while delivering a message of comfort from the head of state to flood victims, indirectly tells them President Paul Biya is doing well. A message that was well received by this fervent follower of the head of state.
We are seeing the big people in this Cameroon. They have really come to meet us. Long live Cameroon. Long live President Paul Biya.
Rumors which Dr. Hannah Etondembua, WCPDM bureau member, sees as political manipulation and distraction.
We have official communication routes, and we know what the government is already saying. We know what our hierarchy of the party is saying, and we'll put this together. We'll see that social media just wants to distract us.
Coming within the context of heightened government action with several cabinet ministers in the field, Kumba City Mayor Greg Mewanu sees the rumor as inconsistent with the reality.
The president of a nation like Cameroon cannot be dead, and you find the whole country functioning the way it's functioning. The prime minister is there representing the head of state actually in Germany with a whole entourage. The minister of interior taking care of internal politics. You have the minister of public works going all over the place inspecting projects, and a news will be coming out like that is a joke.
The situation described as irresponsible by some opposition political party leaders, Elhaj Lawan Bako of the UDP.
The United Democratic Party, UDP, condemns vehemently these actors of fake news, urges Cameroonians to be vigilant and go about with their normal duties, then continue praying for peace, justice, and tranquility to reign in Cameroon.
To Prince Ekosso of the USDP party, this situation also calls for greater vigilance and responsibility from the state.
I believe strongly that it should be a policy for government to inform the people of Cameroon over the whereabouts of their president. For crying out loud, President Biya is the president of Cameroon, and Cameroonians have the sovereign right to know where he is and how he is.
By and large, Cameroonians condemn the social media overtures and call on all to respect the dignity and personality of the head of state.
Senior reporter Alben Jembonde. Onto this communique from the South Governor's office, the governor of the South region informs the public that a fatal road traffic accident occurred on Wednesday, October 9, 2024, around 7:30 a.m. in Kombe in the Sangmalima subdivision on the Sangmalima-Mbalmayo Road. The accident involved a bus from the Inter-Urban Transport Company Galaxy Voyage, registered CE-044-OA, and a truck registered LTTR-97880, Etablissement Chugudei, LTSR-572 at Etablissement Betwa Logistics, owned by the TGV company based in Douala. Preliminary reports indicate that the accident was due to a violation of traffic rules and speeding by the truck driver. The accident resulted in 15 deaths and 10 injuries, with victims receiving treatment in the emergency and intensive care units of the referral hospital and the district hospital in Sangmalima. An investigation has been launched by the gendarmerie forces to establish the causes and apportion blames associated with the tragic events, which has brought immense sorrow to the affected families. The governor urges all road users to act responsibly and exercise caution by adhering to traffic regulations. He also commends the cooperation of administrative authorities, law enforcement, firefighters, the departmental delegation of transport, as well as the swift actions of the local community in assisting the victims. The governor extends heartfelt condolences from the government to the grieving families, along with his personal sympathies. Issued in Ebolova, October 9, 2024, the governor, Felix Ngelengele. From one sad incident to another, 8 persons have died and one is missing following the capsize of 2 canoes on the Logone River in the Mayo Danai division of the Far North region. Administrative and municipal authorities have advised the local population to exercise caution and refrain from any movement on the Logone during nightfall. Amos Enyonyaketagbo has the details from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The first incident occurred in the Agua subdivision, more precisely in the locality of Mark Ideng, some 18 kilometers from Yagua, where a canoe transporting 6 persons capsized in the middle of the Logone after a torrential rainfall causing the locally adapted engine to halt. 5 corpses have been found, while the search for the remaining one is still ongoing. In the locality of Rian in the Winner subdivision, a canoe transporting 7 persons got overturned due to a hippopotamus attack. 5 of the 7 passengers got safe, but 2 of them died. Early this morning, a student on her way to school got drowned and also died, bringing the death toll to 8. Local administrative and municipal authorities have called for caution on the local population as they cross over the Danai and Logan rivers during this moment of floods. Marua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
On to other news story, the Cameroon government, through its Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, is benefiting from about 189 billion CFA francs grant from the World Bank to help empower some of its councils to better adopt climate resilience development approaches and ameliorate local governance. The information was disclosed this evening in Yaoundé by Minister George Elangaubam during a press conference to officially present the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project Prologue to the public. Here now is an excerpt of Minister George Elangaubam's press declaration where he states how the close to 189 billion CFA francs will be distributed to councils in the three northern regions, the east and the northwest and southwest regions.
Each of the 360 municipalities receives 100 million CFA francs each year. Each of the 14 city councils, an envelope of 284 million CFA francs, and each of the regional councils, an envelope of 1 billion CFA francs. The performance-based grant initiative by the government through the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project, PROLOCT, will provide an additional envelope of 28.3 billion CFA francs for a period of 3 years for the benefit of eligible regional and local authorities. On the basis of their achievement of performance indicators, not only in terms of local governance, but also in terms of the delivery of services to the population.
Minister George Elangaubam speaking there. On to health, an official of the Bafoussam Regional Hospital has declared that the situation of cervical cancer is preoccupying, with at least two new cases recorded every month. The obstetrician gynecologist, Dr. Fogwe Giovanni, has blamed this alarming situation on late diagnosis and has emphasized the need for early vaccination and screening as a means to guard against the public health threat. Eric Lamia-Wufo reports from CLTV West.
The obstetrician gynecologist Dr. Fogwe Giovanni has highlighted that many patients come to the hospital only when the situation is in a state of degeneration.
Many will stay in the communities, many will go to witch doctors, many will go to traditional healers, many won't have the means to travel to Bafoussam and afford the optimal care we provide. The tiny minority that reaches the hospital give us a ratio of 1 to 2 cases per month, unfortunately at advanced stages.
He has proposed that early diagnosis can make treatment possible.
Get all the girls aged 9 to 13 vaccinated, as the vaccine has been introduced in the expanded immunization program 4 years ago, and it's free of charge. Go to a health facility as soon as you have symptoms like discharge from the private or bleeding from the private or bleeding after sexual intercourse.
Dr. Giovanni states that the Bafoussam Regional Hospital is said to have a treatment center that is of international repute.
We have human resource, technical resources, we have the logistics, and we have the software, which are the international guidelines to provide optimal care.
He has also advised women between the ages 30 and 49 to get screened in a health facility. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CTV News, Bafoussam.
Over in the littoral region, a delegation of Chinese medics from the Peace Ark ship humanitarian mission has disclosed that over 2,500 Cameroonians have already benefited from their consultation services in the last 48 hours. The delegation led by Rear Admiral Jing Hongbo was received in audience today by Littoral Governor Samuel Dudene Ifadiboa, during which they expressed hopes of looking forward to at least 7,000 patients before the end of their mission in Cameroon. Here now is the Littoral Governor Samuel Dudene Ifahadiboa with the main thrust of issues discussed.
This Chinese delegation came to pay a visit at our level. First of all, we have expressed our satisfactions towards what they are doing. We were afraid of the rate of 600 persons that has to be taken in charge, so that by the end of the 7 days, they could have only 4,200 people. But they told us today that as people are many, they are going to take 1,000 per day so that they can go above those 4,000 people waited.
In the meantime, a manual to help civil society organizations and other actors in peace-building process in the Northwest and Southwest regions on better ways to engage in meaningful dialogue is now available in libraries in Boya. The guide was launched today by a youth-led organization known as Local Youth Corner, Cameroon. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe reports from CRTV Southwest.
The Improbable Dialogue Field Guide is said to be a working document which will assist civil society organizations conduct dialogues to foster peace and tranquility in their communities.
Adepo Jude Fianco, I'm the National Programs Manager of Local Youth Corner Cameroon. Improbable Dialogue is a collaborative process that seeks to bring together people that in normal circumstances will not really have the opportunity to meet and discuss pertinent issues. So the field guide, it's a practical document that actually lays out key things that you have to do if you want to organize an improbable dialogue.
Having gone through the manual, some participants affirmed that the guide is a veritable tool to foster constructive conversation.
Samiratu Hamadu, the field guide is amazing because it fits to the local reality of our community.
Joni Veronica, the guide is talking about an improbable dialogue, which is a dialogue that gives opportunity to everybody. That's you come out with your problem by yourself, and when you identify your problem by yourself, it's easy to actually solve the problem.
According to experts, the manual will go a long way to help settle disputes in the family in particular, as well as improving community dialogue. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
The Center Court of Appeal has welcomed six newly sworn in lawyers following a solemn oath-taking ceremony in Yaoundé today. The event was presided over by the Vice President Gilbert Schulich, who urged the new lawyers to uphold high standards of professionalism and ensure the diligent defense of their clients. Sidonie Njongmandi tells us more.
The new barristers who took oath of office at the Center Court of Appeal are those who succeeded into the Cameroon Bar Entrance Examination in 2014. They are now called into the Cameroon Bar as full lawyers after their end of pupillage exams. Mba Eric Mba is the president of the Cameroon Bar Association.
They've just been called to the bar. They've called into a profession where, of course, the key is continuous training. So if they want to make it renowned in this profession that they've just taken oath, they must keep close to their books. They must keep close to the development. And as the judge said, let them hold tight to probity.
All took engagement to respect the rights of the Republic and to adequately honor their profession.
I'm Barrister Emmanuel Mungwe Benki. It has been a very long journey for us to go through. I intend to defend my client with honesty, dignity, and perseverance.
While congratulating them, Barrister Robert Pierre Fojo, the representative of the bar in the center, south, and east regions, reminded them that it takes time to grow, reason why they have to work hard. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony, the vice president of the Center Court of Appeal, Gilbert Schlick, enjoined the new lawyers to defend their client to the best of their ability.
In the same vein, a new group of technical experts in different domains sworn in last April at the Wuri Court of First Instance have started refining their skills at a seminar in Douala. Organized by the Professional Chamber of Technical Experts in Cameroon, the seminar is a key part of their ongoing professional development. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla completes that story.
Technical experts are highly skilled professionals who play a crucial role in the insurance sector, both for the insured and insurance companies, given that many people do not understand the intricacies of insurance. According to the president of the Professional Chamber of Technical Experts of Cameroon, Dr. Frederic Jehon, they need to be constantly equipped with the necessary tools to properly perform their duties. It is for this reason that the Douala Seminar, bringing together interns of the new batch of technical experts, has been organized. Among other things, participants are being drilled on how contracts should be drafted and the position experts ought to take relative to either insurance companies or individuals. Charles Nana is a participant.
These are some of the things that we're lacking, and that is why the president and the executive team decided to make sure we have such seminars where those interns can come and interact with those who are already experts. So we can learn from them. We can see what they do and then see how we can improve it. We come to see what we can do to increase the level of the way we conduct analysis and assessments in Cameroon.
Present are seasoned technical experts like Clement Nunke, Pierre Nya, and Albert Mogomaye, among others. They have used the occasion to share their experiences and know-how on issues related to damage claims and management, as well as technical experts in the face of IT security challenges. Gladys Atemba Chechuma-Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in the littoral region where the UN Development Program, UNDP, has kick-started the public-private operation initiative in Cameroon with objective to support inclusive businesses, improve livelihoods, develop value chains, and promote market-driven climate solutions. The initiative was launched today in the presence of Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Vahadeboer, who says it will create jobs and spur innovation. Amy Banda reports.
If financing development is a challenge that we must keep working on to overcome, you'd understand why the service heads of devolved services and those of central services of the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, small and medium-sized enterprises, decentralization and local development, plus economic operators are rubbing minds on best ways to implement the public-private project. Governor Samuel Dieudonné Vahadeboer, during the launch in Douala, pinpointed how it will create employment, build skills, spur innovation, provide essential infrastructure, and supply affordable goods and services. Participants drawn from the Southwest and the Littoral regions will benefit from the public-private operation. They are being groomed on ways to efficiently use the available resources, reinforce the use of innovative financing instruments, and improve development. The $12.5 billion worth project will cover the center, west, far north, southwest, northwest, and the Littoral regions for a period of 36 months. They commit through the UNDP's drive towards a three-year roadmap plus a strategic plan that will create a catalytic impact on the SDGs, help SMEs escape multidimensional poverty, encourage healthy competition in the enterprises, support access to clean energy, and speed up financing of the private sector. They leave the launch more than ever ready to work towards achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the objectives of the National Development Strategy 2020-2030. Amy Banda, CRTV News, Douala.
And over in the Far North region, the 14th and 15th badges of the Higher Teacher Training College, ENS Marwa, have been exhorted to enhance academic performance in schools. A total of 194 laureates and 433 free auditors were awarded certificates today during a ceremony presided at by the rector of the University of Marwa, Idrisu Alum. Faith Nguang reports from CRTV Far North.
A new chapter opens for the 194 graduates of the Higher Teachers Training College, ENS, in Marwa as they complete their training and await deployment to help shape the youth for a prosperous Cameroon.
It wasn't easy, but we thank God. From here, I'll go out in the field and exercise my skills.
Our training was not really easy, but we have acquired much and we are ready.
These newly qualified teachers have been tasked with improving academic performance in schools, a pressing challenge, especially in the Far North region. Professor Idrisu Alum, rector of the University of Marwa and personal representative of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, emphasized the importance of their mission during the ceremony.
Those two batches, they are well-trained, they are ready to face challenges. They will be good ambassadors of the University of Marwa, especially of the Higher Teacher Training College of the University of Marwa.
In addition to the laureates, 433 free auditors were also awarded certificates of completion, marking a significant milestone in their educational journey.
On to sports, the Indomitable Lions will on the 11th and 14th of October attempt to take their wins against the Harambee Stars of Kenya to 6. This Friday's AFCON qualifier at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium will be the 9th confrontation between the two teams. For their part, Kenya will be attempting to beat Cameroon for the first time. The new director of the Yaounde Parco Vita, Edouard Mewoli Jose Bonaventure, has been challenged to initiate innovative programs to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroonian sports. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Molekombi, was speaking this afternoon in Yaounde while commissioning the recently appointed director into his functions. Ben Collins Nyeberwo was there and now reports.
This planet of the Yaounde Parco Vita resonated with the beautiful melodies of Vangelis, Conquest of Paradise, as family members, friends and colleagues gathered to celebrate the appointment of Edouard Mewoli Jose Bonaventure as the new director of the sports facility, effective August 28, 2024. He succeeds Mrs. Zanga Stephanie Nicole, who expertly led the Parco Vita since 2010. During the installation ceremony, Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Molekombi expressed gratitude to the outgoing director for her remarkable achievements and challenged the incoming director to elevate the facility standards, making it a benchmark in the country. The Yaounde Parco Vita, established in 1988 and sprawling across 22 hectares, welcomes approximately 4,000 visitors weekly, catering to various sports disciplines. As the new director takes office, expectations are high for innovative programs and initiatives to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroonian sports. With Edouard Mewoli Jose Bonaventure's leadership, the Yaounde Parco Vita is poised to become a hub for sports excellence, fostering talent and promoting a healthy lifestyle among locals.
And on to this press release, the Executive General Manager of the National Hydrocarbons Corporation, SNH, informs both the national and international opinion that amid the legal actions against the executives and employees of the multinational Glencore for corruption of foreign agents, a pre-trial hearing was conducted by the Southwark Crown Court in London, United Kingdom, on the 9th of October 2024, where a procedural timetable was established. During the hearing, the judge, with consensus from the legal representatives of all parties, delineated the key phases of the legal process, including dates for evidence exchange for the pre-trial hearings and the trial scheduled for June 2027. This development from the UK judiciary provides SNH with an opportunity to remind that it is still awaiting the commencement of hearings by the Special Criminal Court pursuant to its complaint lodged on the 6th of November 2023. It is worth mentioning that a complaint by SNH is subsequent to Glencore's conviction by the Southwark Crown Court with a ruling dated 3rd November 2022. The Executive General Manager of SNH maintains optimism that the Cameroonian accomplices of these criminal acts recognized by Glencore will be swiftly identified and punished in accordance with the relevant provisions of the Cameroonian Penal Code. Signed, Adolphe Modiki, Executive General Manager of SNH. Onto this other press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance hereby informs the Director Generals of Public Establishments and the heads of decentralized local authorities that in application of the provisions of Law Number 2023/019 of December 19, 2023, relating to the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year, withholding tax certificates are now issued exclusively online through the e-billing module of the Tax Administration's Information Technology System. To ensure the full success of the implementation of this reform, the generalization phase of which launched on March 18, 2024, training sessions are planned for accounting officers and municipal collectors according to the following modalities. Location, auditorium of the General Directorate General of Taxation date Wednesday, October 9, 2024 for municipal collectors and on Thursday, October 10, 2024 for accounting officers. Time from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The Minister of Finance invites the above mentioned officials to massively attend in these training sessions, which will enable them to be sufficiently equipped to carry out their operations in the dedicated e-billing platform. Furthermore, an online and assistance system is set up through the free toll call center of the Directorate General of Taxation at number 8200 and the electronic help desk platform accessible at www.supportharmony.2.cm. www.support.harmony2.cm. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. Signed, Louis Paul Mutazi, Minister of Finance. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor.